This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Five, five, six, three. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. And, you know, make sure you're engaged. Make sure you're involved. Right? You don't have to have to, you don't have to have, what's the word I'm looking for here? You don't have to have something to say about everything. But get informed about it anyway. So you can get informed. Listen to other shows. Well, listen to this show, but I mean, you want to get a feel for what other people, how they approach subjects and topics and what have you. As many of you know that I am a school board official in the state and the area where the school that was, where two kids were killed last week and a few others were wounded and... You know, it was an interesting weekend, I'll put it that way. Some of you may have seen it on my personal Facebook page or other places where I put up the visual to see 10,000 people from a community, 10,000 plus actually, come together in such a fashion to honor, mourn together, whatever terminology you understand and use. And, you know, it's a big deal. It is. It's just simply a big deal. And it's always, again, it's always nice to see the community do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Be part of the conversation. Part of the solution, as I continuously say, because there's nothing else, right? And you can't be part of the solution if you won't get involved, if you won't be part of the conversation. Now, hopefully, Kimberly, who's going to join us in a few minutes, will be listening. And I saw this, and I giggled a little bit. I don't know. Some of you know the new Charlie's Angels movie hit the box office this weekend. Now, why anybody would make a movie of the Charlie's Angels ilk today, I don't know. When we're changing words to baby, it's cold outside. Do you really think that Charlie's Angels is going to go unless it's a triple X station, channel, whatever? Some of you see me drinking coffee out of a TRS mug. You can have one, too. Just head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the mug. Lots going on up there. Elizabeth Banks, she suggested that the reason that her Charlie's Angel reboot failed at the box office is because men don't want to see women do action movies. Elizabeth, you ever been to a woman's mud wrestling event? A little action going on there, too, don't you think? I mean, are you serious? You browbeat men on a regular basis about what to expect or not to expect from women, what to go see, what not to go. We don't even know what's okay or acceptable to go see anymore. You know, remember what Charlie's Angels was about, right? You had three 70s, you know, hot-looking women with different hairstyles and colors and body builds. And, you know, there was always I won't say a sexual overtone, but, you know, there was always a sexy component to it. And then you get mad at them for not going. Are you serious? Talk about confusion. Charlie's Angels lost its wing over the weekend, earning just $8.6 million while racing drama Ford versus Ferrari. They topped the box office at $31 million. Right? And the war film Midway, that's it. Midway came in second, earning about $8.75 million. Which is not a whole bunch of money at the box office. It's too bad, because Midway, I mean, again, I guess we don't want to see women in action movies, and we don't want to see people shot up in, you know, American planes or something. I don't know. How does she explain that one? Right? Banks, who wrote, produced, directed, and starred as Bosley in the reboot, hinted the Herald Sun prior to the film's release that the form of sexism from a male-dominated audience may be to blame for its current lack of financial success. How about this? It was just a terrible movie. I mean, possible, right? Now, I don't know if anybody out there saw that either. Send me an email if you saw this. Joe@therealside.com. I am curious. Was Bosley a male or a female? Right? I mean, if Elizabeth Banks played Bosley, why do they have to change it that much? That's my question. Why not leave it alone? See, this is where the feminism goes way too far as I'm concerned. Not everything has to be about women. Not everything's about women. And if there's no male or female, if there's no men or women, then why would you want to make a movie that was only with women in it? Right? I mean, to promote women, but women don't exist. This is where they totally lose me. I have no idea what they're talking about most of the time. A lot of us don't. But it's sexism. Look, people have to buy tickets to this movie, too. The movie has to make money, Banks told his son. If this movie doesn't make money, it reinforces a stereotype of Hollywood that men don't go see women do action movies. Well, it's not true. It really isn't. You see these action movies with women in it all the time. Right? And again, I'm not a big movie buff. I can think of a couple of movies off the top of my head that women are in it, or women are action people in it. I don't understand what the big... Well, how about they just take responsibility for how they screwed up? And we leave it at that. What do you think? Works for me. All right, Kimberly Murray's going to join us after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. say Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her in because I know she's such an action movie fan. Maybe she can help me figure this out because I'm totally and thoroughly lost and confused right now. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. She kind of gives me some insight from a different perspective. Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive and well so far. All right. You heard me doing this Charlie's Angels piece a little while ago here. And
yes.
I was looking at it, I was thinking about it, and I started to see that this Elizabeth Banks woman, she pretty much, you know, writer, producer, director, and she played Bosley. And I'm going, okay, you know what? What is it with you feminists that you don't, you have no boundaries? It's all or nothing. What the heck? Help me understand.
I have no idea. I loved Charlie's Angels when I was a kid, and actually action movies are my favorite, and I love action movies with women who kick butt. But I saw the previews for Charlie's Angels, and I have absolutely zero interest. I will not even watch it when it comes on demand for free. That's how bad it looks to me.
Wow. But, I mean, seriously.
I'm not kidding.
Can you imagine if we put three men in there and made Bosley the woman?
Oh, my.
What do you?
Yeah. Yeah, like they did with, what was it, Ghostbusters. They made them all women, and they did it. Can you imagine, if they made Charlie's Angels three men? Oh, my God, the left-wing women would have, their minds would have been blown.
I was joking with you during the break. I said, so you know, you had Bosley. They turned Bosley into a female now and all that. I said, so why don't they make Wonder Woman with a transgender woman? I mean, seriously, why not?
Oh, my God.
I mean, if they're going to change everything
around. Please don't give them any ideas.
You think they do it just to irritate me or something? I mean, I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Listen, here's how I see it. If they really think they got it going on and it's all about them, then go ahead, let them spend the money. Let them blow millions of dollars. But you heard her reason for the flop, did you not?
Yes, and it's like, why are you blaming men? Men like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm not a man, and I'm not speaking for all men, but men like seeing hot chicks on film, okay? Especially if it is an action flick, okay? Because I have to admit, as a woman, I like seeing hot men in action flicks. You know, Wayne Johnson, hi, I love you. But, that's not even the, you know, if you take that away, anybody who likes action flicks, they don't care if it's a man or if it's a woman, if it's a good action movie, they're going to want to see it. Charlie's Angels movie does not look like a good action movie. I have no desire, as someone who really likes some of the action movies with women, those are some of my favorite, I won't see it. It just doesn't even look good. And she's blaming men for not wanting to see it. No, right. I'm sorry, I'm a woman, so what's my excuse?
Well, here's the funny thing about this, okay? This shows you how out of touch they are. She didn't mention that if you go looking at some of the, I guess this is the third remake, I think, right? There was the first Charlie's Angels film. Remember the one with Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yes. Right? Now, that one I would see because I like Drew Barrymore. That one looked decent. I never saw it.
Well, I saw it. I mean, bits and pieces. I don't think I see the whole thing. But I mean, $40 million at the box office, right? I mean, because it was kind of campy, it was kind of fun, goofy, right? And then there was Charlie's Angels, I guess, Full Throttle. That grossed $37 million, right? And this one here took a nosedive. It's grossed $8 million so far. So,
because you know, one of the things that they clearly aren't thinking about is, you're right, there was already a few remakes of it, right?
Right.
But on top of that, you got people like you and I, well, you're a little bit older, but you got people like us who are sick of seeing remakes of movies that were great way back in the day. Like, why are you remaking movies? I don't see any of the new remakes of any movies. I don't, because they're usually way worse.
Yeah.
And it ruins the original movie.
Like that they have to tweak around, like, I'm looking at these three movies, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so she says it's sexism. So they have so demasculated men over the last 20 years that we don't even want to go see Charlie's Angels anymore, right? Is that what they've done?
Well, what is it? Does that mean I'm a sexist, too?
I guess.
So, I mean,
I didn't think of that, but
the movie
I guess
just looks
you are.
Stupid. You know, and like I said, I love action movies. Those are my favorite, and I love them with women in them, especially if there's a, I don't know if I can say the word on TV, but a bad you-know-what woman kicking butt, like there was a movie, Peppermint, that was recently out. I forget her name. That was an awesome action flick. Woman was the star. Woman was the one who was kicking butt. Awesome movie.
Okay.
So, and the title was kind of dumb, but whatever. But I mean, I didn't see it at the movie theater because I don't waste time doing that. But I saw that movie and I loved it.
Well, that to me is, no, really, seriously. When you think about this stuff, that to me, oh, look at this. I can't stand this. Just shoot me in the head. But
what?
No, don't. My honey gets mad at me when I say stuff like that. But so
you shouldn't say stuff. Give anybody ideas.
Right. Okay. So, but no, seriously. When you think about this, the when you have these people, and let's get to that for a second. The violence in that movie. They're all screaming about violence, and yet Hollywood has some of the most violent. Well, they make the most violent kind of films and movies, and it doesn't seem to bother them there. And then when it happens to other places, all of a sudden they're upset.
Okay, so I got to tell you this story because you'll appreciate it because it happened in the North End. Oh. So the first time I ever watched the movie Goodfellas was when my father and brothers were living in the North End. So we watched Goodfellas. This was obviously a long time ago. I could not get past the violence. I was in so much shock from the violence in that movie. I had to watch it again to actually understand what was even going on in the movie.
Wow.
It was that bad. Of course, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, but hey, you know that's a different story now.
Yep.
But that, to me, that much violence was shocking, and that was way back, you know, that many years ago. Right. But yeah, the perpetrators of the most violent things people can see on the planet are in Hollywood.
Yeah, the same people that are screaming, running around and screaming about, you know, how bad violence is, how bad it is for people to have guns. And what do? They, in essence, glorify and promote this kind of lifestyle. I mean,
yep,
unless
exactly.
I'm drinking, right? All right, Joe Messina, your host.
No, you're
back
right.
In a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly will be with us on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry hearings roll on Tuesday on Capitol Hill with 8 witnesses expected this week. President Trump says he is not ruling out appearing before Adam Schiff's committee or submitting written answers to questions. The president tweeting, "Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it, exclamation point. In other news, the Inspector General's report to be released before the end of this year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. First thing, the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being part of the show and part of the solution, right? Because I don't want you to be part of the problem. I want you to be part of the solution. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And then, Kimberly, thanks for being here. Thanks for your time. Are you with us? Did you fall out of the
bed? Yep, sorry.
Hey.
Got disconnected because I, God forbid, I moved a wire.
Well, I think it was the drugs. You told me you were on drugs earlier for the pain that you're having, and maybe that was, maybe it's like a delayed, like the old LSD thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a delay. What was that, like 20 minutes? No. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway. All right. Well, listen, I've dealt with people that have had things done at the hospital, and then they've got drugs on them, and it takes you about 15 minutes to figure out, wait a minute, they have no clue as to what they're saying. And then if you're Joe Messina, you have a ball with it for 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it would have been fun if my family did that to me, but when I came out of, both times when I had a, when I came out of surgery and I, you know, came out of anesthesia, I was not a happy camper. So, I don't know if it was that, because I was in pain.
Right.
And I'm like, I told them the second time, I said, when I come out of anesthesia, I do not want to be in pain. Can you please just make sure that doesn't happen? And it didn't. I was in pain, so I was not nice.
Now, if your husband, I would have said, hey, you got some of that for the house? Can I get an extra bottle? What do you think? Come on, look at 20. Give me extra.
Well, apparently they give you fentanyl for pain in the hospital now, and that does not work on me at all. It doesn't even touch me. I guess
really?
It's my sister either, so I don't have to ever worry about being a fentanyl addict.
God bless.
Because it doesn't do anything for me.
So, listen, on a more serious note, and I know you are a gun instructor, and that doesn't sound right, but you know what I mean by that. And
yeah.
So we had a shooting in my area, and actually it's the school that I'm a trustee over. It's tough because you know the teachers, you know the people, and it doesn't make any difference. So for clarity, whether it happened in Florida or happens, you know, seven blocks from my house, children still get hurt. Children still were killed.
Yes.
People were still traumatized. It's the same thing. It's just different when you're right up close to it. A friend of mine's daughter was shot twice She, thank God, is doing well right now, and she's home, recuperating at home. We did lose a few young people in it. But whenever this happens, and I saw it up close and personal, people, and I realize it's an emotional thing, and I realize all of that. But people run up, and they were screaming at me because they knew who I was, that we, you know, we have to have metal detectors. We have to have, you know, armed soldiers, not soldiers, but, you know, armed guards there. We have to have dogs. We have to arm the teachers. It's like, stop, slow down. Give us some time. Let the authorities, like the guys who do this for a living, let them tell us where we missed it or didn't miss it, right?
Yeah.
This young man was not in anybody's radar. He was not a problem. He was not a problem child at school. It's what I'm hearing. These aren't official records, so we want to be clear. I'm not giving out any information
right.
I get as a school board member. I'm giving out
yep.
information that I get from the papers and
from the news and whatever, yeah.
Some of the kids I talk to and some of the teachers and what have you. But the bottom line with it is this. It is 16 seconds. He got on campus and nonchalantly, if you would, or, you know, wasn't yelling and screaming, and fired off several rounds, I think six total. Seventh one was for him. Okay? So, yeah, and it's terrible. God only knows what was going on in that kid's head. You know, I don't know if he'd been tormented for a period of time in his own mind or bullied. We don't know any of that yet. But
right.
It's still a matter of when somebody gets to that point where they feel they have to take out others, it's
yep.
really tough. I don't know. I mean, the question is always asked, have you looked in any of this, you know, whether it's metal detectors or, you know, safety issues on school or public places?
Well, they had, at Park, if you could recall, at Parkland, they had security.
Right.
Okay? The kid was still walked right through the door. I think in some schools, like in inner cities, like New York City, they have metal detectors.
Right.
I'm assuming, since we don't hear much, that that might work well. But to me, the bigger issue that no one ever wants to look at is mm-hmm. why? That's the issue. Why can't we get to these? Because it seems to be a lot of young people killing other young people. And it's the why. Was this kid on psychotropic drugs? What was going on in his life that he thought this would be okay, or he felt that this he had to do this. And no one ever wants to talk about that. They just want to talk about gun control or army teachers or whatever. And mind you, I think army teachers is probably a good idea because at least they can help protect their kids in the classrooms if they want to. But aside from that, nobody ever really wants to get to the root cause of why any child... And when I say child, I mean, you know, the kids that are at schools
sure.
that are doing these at schools are doing these things. It's horrifying.
You know, it's you're right. There's a conversation I have on a regular basis with people and say, look, it's easy to jump to the weapon, whether it's a knife or a gun. Guns seem to get
yeah.
people crazier, but knife, gun, whatever it is that you're using. But the reality is, why did that child do that? Why did that child
right.
feel the need that was the only way he or she could take care of an issue that they were having or take care of a situation that they felt it was the only way out? You know?
Right.
And you're right.
And that's And no
yeah.
one ever wants to talk about that. What were the things that these killers had in common? And I guarantee you there's a bunch of things that they had in common in one way or another. And no one ever wants to talk about it because then they'll have to deal with real issues as opposed to just trying to ban guns.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing, too, because I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm going to get a slack for this, but I really don't care. The mother of the shooter himself, right? I mean, think about what she's going through. And
yep.
I mean, and I say that from a standpoint of... Yeah, she didn't raise this kid that way. I just can't believe it.
Right.
Every story I hear about her and hear about the family just was not the way that child was raised. And
right.
we all, everybody who has a child, at some point in time, your child does something, maybe nowhere near this, but your child does something where you sit back and go, wait a minute, I didn't raise you that way. I didn't raise you to do this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely a lot different or a lot worse in this case, but I am sure that mother sat on the couch and couldn't figure out what drove this kid to do that. And
it, right. And of course he's dead as well, so no one will ever truly know, because no one will ever be to be able to talk to him to find out what he was thinking and why.
Yeah. And they've,
you know, I mean, maybe he wrote a journal somewhere, but that still isn't the same as talking to him.
Right.
Some of the ones that have lived from other shootings like this, you look right at them and you know that they are literally insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, if this was a normal kid otherwise, and there's been others that have been normal kids otherwise, some weren't. But if this is a normal kid otherwise, what happened? Something happened.
Right. Exactly. Listen, every young or every person on campus that had interaction with him on a fairly regular basis said he was a sweet young man. He was a very quiet, sweet young man, kept to himself a lot of times. You know, and maybe that's a flag of some kind. But again, you and I, not experts, but that's what I'm saying to people is that, you first jump to the gun. We don't even know how we got the gun. We know
right.
that his, like I said, we know his dad was a hunter. He went hunting with dad. One of those companies, one of those newspaper publications put out that he was an avid gun person. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? What does avid gun person mean? Right?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay. So he knew how to handle a gun. He went hunting with his dad. That doesn't make him bad or nasty. There's tens of thousands of hunters that don't go shooting people.
Millions. There's millions.
There you go.
Millions.
Even better than me.
Okay, I don't hunt, but I know a lot of hunters. And
I hunt
none of us would ever do
at
anything.
The supermarket. I go there and go through the thing. And
that's pretty much where I hunt, yeah, the supermarket.
You know? But it's tough. People looking for answers. They want to know why. They want to know how we can stop this again. And we'll touch on that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Moran joins me, and she'll still be with me on the other side of the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. he told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, next hour, we are. I'm gonna have an open mic hour. Send me your topic, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. There's also a live chat room on the website. Let me know what you want to talk about, what topic you want to take on, or if you have a question. All right, let's bring her back on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me that she spends with us on the air and going through some of the craziest stories, really crazy stories, that nobody else is really dealing with. Right, Kimberly?
Right.
You got.
And there's too many of them.
Oh, they're all over the place. But I love them. I love how nuts they are, right?
I was just saying to my husband tonight, I forget what we were even talking about. I'm like, it just gets worse every day.
And there's no place to go because they're all getting like that. I mean, even Texas now is pulling bumper stickers together going, please, California people, stop coming here. You know, you're running away from it for a reason, right? And now you want to bring all that crap here?
They do the same thing in New Hampshire. We get them from New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. We get them from all the blue states that people get sick of. They come here and they try to destroy New Hampshire.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's what's in our legislature right now.
They do it in the area that I live in. They move out of these really oppressed areas, I'll put it that way. They come up here because, you know, it's a safe city, safe schools. I mean,
yep.
I know we've had an incident, but overall we are a safe community. We come together when there's issues and things. And then they come up here, and all of a sudden you got to change everything. And it's not that it should be the same. I realize there's room for improvement. But
yep.
Why would you change stuff like you just ran from? You know?
Right. Because they're stupid.
Mm.
Sorry.
So,
I don't care. Send emails to Joe. You can CC me. I don't care. I agree with you. They do the same thing here, and they're doing the same thing in Nevada, too, because a lot of people from California are moving to Nevada as well. So,
God.
So all these people are moving from these... well, all these people are moving from these awful East and West Coast states,
mm-hmm.
and they're moving to better states, and they're ruining them. Are trying to, because they're just.
So, well, no, they're, and these people. Look at. I was talking to a true mental health expert the other night, and I was asking a lot of questions about, you know, obviously what just went down to school and how do
yeah.
you really? Is there a way to look for it? Is there a look actions? Whatever. We were talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and then we started talking about society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and. I said, you know, you see the. It's not that we have better reporting. That's not it. But
mm-hmm.
you see it. You see an uptick in road rage. You see an uptick in people getting out of their cars and pounding on someone. You see people more willing to be confrontational in restaurants and stores and in the streets. And
yep.
you know, there's no room for open discussion. I'm right. You're wrong. And if you don't agree with me, I get to pummel or shoot you.
Yeah.
This is where. And that person said to me, you're right, because we're allowing the bullying. We're allowing people to be
yes.
More nasty, if you would, and get away with that stuff.
But Joe, it's starting in schools, and it started under the Obama administration that they said you are not allowed to punish bullies like they were before.
Right.
You're not allowed to punish students for misbehavior like they would before because they said it disproportionately affected black and minority students.
Yep.
So that went into place, that came down, you know, federal, came down from the federal level. I know teachers in schools, and the schools are basically run by gangs.
Yep.
By thugs who will tell teachers, get the F back in your classroom.
Yep. Yep.
This is happening, and that happened under the Obama administration because of, you know, racism or whatever. So teachers, administrators, their hands are all tied for disciplining or doing anything about these kids.
They're tied
so there's
away.
More bullying.
Yep.
It's,
well,
it's,
you have to, you can only discipline
so
a
much.
Certain way with
yep.
certain groups especially. Okay.
Yep.
And it's not hidden. It's actually it's out there. It's law. California makes it even worse. But
oh God,
the reality
I can imagine.
Is, yeah, you know, we talk about equality across the board. They want to keep making arrangements. Listen, we have what we call them resource officers, but they're sheriffs. And
yep.
we have resource officers on campus. We had one there the other morning, or he was just a couple of minutes away on his way in. It was a very early morning. Classes that were going on. We had two off-duty police officers that were just dropping off their kids. One had just dropped off their child. The other one was dropping one off. So we had three.
Wow.
Well, when you hear one of the radio calls. Now, remember what went down in Florida, right? So
yes.
you hear one of the radio calls here, and the officer says, if nobody's here in 30 seconds, I'm going in alone. Not,
nice.
Oh, my God, I need five more people to help me. No, no. You got 30 seconds, I'm going in. So don't tell
That's
me
awesome.
He's 2 minutes away, right?
Right.
And again, 16 seconds, it was all over with. But,
yep.
but you know, when you look at what's going down, they try to, the county, with the exception of one supervisor, tried to take those resource officers off campus because they felt there was a certain group of kids that felt oppressed by those cops. And I'm thinking, are you serious?
Oh, God, I've heard that before, yeah.
Then what we need to do is we need to help these kids understand that the cops are there and they're their friend and they're there to help them. And there may be there's
right.
a few bad cops, like this few bad teachers, the few bad people, the few bad...
There's a few bad in every...
Thank you.
Anything that you encounter in your entire life, there will be bad seeds in every single occupation in the entire world.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know, it's just that the news likes to push bad cops more. You know what I mean? The media doesn't help in that matter because you don't always hear about all the good things that cops do, right?
Yep. Well, you know what's funny? It's one of the calls that I'm getting after all this went down, right? So I don't know if you saw any of the national news where they were saying that this was one of the most comprehensive shooter processes that we had. We had a program in place. We knew what to do. The kids knew what to do. The teachers knew what to do when this went down. And still I had reporters calling me and saying, could you have done this better? Should you have done this better? Should you have? I'm like, are you out of your mind? I mean, you could only, there's only so much you could do. And,
right.
You know, you cannot, any bureaucrat that tells you, any elected official that tells you they can keep your kids protected and safe 100% of the time is lying to you 100% of the time, okay?
You don't even know if you can keep your kids 100% safe 100% of the time.
Safe 100% of the time. But
exactly.
We work at it as a board. We constantly discuss, you know, what we're missing, what we're looking at. Maybe we're not missing anything, but there's things we can do to you know, strengthen it or what have you.
Yeah.
So it's... But again, you know, we were talking about the gun stuff earlier, and you brought up, or we were discussing the shooting today, another one in Oklahoma, in the parking lot of Walmart, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
This one was, again, an act of violence, somebody who was mad, right?
If this one was, so they tried to, that moron, that Michael Bloomberg's Muppet, Shannon Watts, tried to say, this is because it's open carry and there's no permits or anything or licensing required in Oklahoma. No, you idiot. It was domestic violence. An ex killed his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend. And someone with a gun, a good guy with a gun, put his gun up to the other guy's head. And then the guy who committed the violence by killing his ex and her new boyfriend shot himself and killed himself.
Wow.
That's what went down.
Right.
But, you know, that just counts as a mass shooting. You know, we understand why that happened in that case, because it was a domestic... Not that it's right. What I'm saying is that was a pure case of domestic violence.
Right.
That's been going on for years. I would love to see all domestic violence ended. I would love to see all violence ended. But these people want to go about it the wrong way. People like Shannon Watts want to make it so women can't protect themselves from men like that who want to kill them.
Yeah.
You had to get me going on that.
Well, they try to create a utopia, and we're always trying to make things better. I get that, but man, it gets to the point where I won't say you're overkill because that's what I mean, but you're throwing so many things against the wall, and you think they're all going to work, and they actually, in some cases, they get in each other's way when it comes to trying to keep people safe. You know? Yeah.
But again, like, and I will say this every single time, no one ever looks at the root cause, ever, ever, ever. The first thing they try to do is ban guns, and they blame all law-abiding citizens who own firearms. And then they try to figure out ways to, like, what can we do at the school? You know, what can we do? It's got to be a gun-free zone, or, you know, whatever. They never look at the root cause, and that's really the problem. What has gone on over the past decade or so that kids are doing this? Because they didn't do it when we were kids, Joe.
I brought that up on a show the other day. They crucified me, and I'll tell you more about that when you're on again. Joe Messina, your host. Where they find you? Quick.
GranitCrack.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Next hour, Smorgasbord Hour. Just tell me what you want to talk about. We'll be back.